You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Every 5 minutes, someone dies while waiting for a compatible donor heart, liver, or kidney. On a remote island in Lake Superior, a team of geneticists strive to engineer an animal with human-compatible organs, thereby saving millions of lives. But these ancestors are not the docile herd animals they envision. Instead, the project spawns something big, something evil, something hungry. Ancestor by number one New York Times bestselling novelist Scott Sigler is available for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everyone? It's Noah Daniels, and we're here for another episode of the Real Hauntings podcast. We have a special guest co-host with us tonight. You know her as Elizabeth. She has the In Between podcast. Liz, thank you so much for coming on tonight.
Yeah. Thanks so much. Very happy to be here.
Yeah, always happy to have you. And our guest tonight, they were kind enough to come on. It is Leslie and Drew of All Things Paranormal. Guys, thank you so much for coming on. I can't wait to hear about all your spooky adventures.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. So one thing we love to find out about our guests is where they fall on what we call the Believo-meter. 0 meaning ghost are not real, and 10 ghosts are absolutely real. Where do y'all fall on that scale?
10.
Yeah.
Definitely 10.
Easy, straight to the punch.
Yeah, we've seen a lot and been through a lot.
Couple of 10s. Well, that's always leads for a good episode, so that's exciting to hear. How did you guys find yourself becoming paranormal investigators?
Well, I'll go with my story first, and then he can go with his.
Sure.
I saw my first ghost when I was 9, and we lived in a trailer, and I saw her with her back was to me, and I saw her walk straight through the wall to go outside, and most kids would scream or yell or, you know, terrified. I ran straight to the wall, putting my hand on it, like, you know, a dog trying to find a light, and like, where'd she go? Ran outside. Where did she go? I just thought it was the coolest thing. That was my first experience. Fast forward to how I got into the paranormal investigating, where YouTube came in. In 2018, my best friend Rhonda at the time, she came up with the idea of, you know, why don't you start a YouTube channel? Because her and I used to ghost hunt as a hobby, go to the cemeteries, or we just wanted to connect with invisible people. That was our thing. Like, you know, we had so many ghost stories, you know, throughout our childhood, and we want to connect with the ghosts. You know, we want to get touched and grabbed and thrown or see something fall off the shelf. Or so we started out as a hobby, and she came across with, why don't you put your videos on YouTube? And I'm like, well, no, because to get paid or seen or anything, you gotta have like a million subscribers, and I don't even know 10 people. So I started uploading video footage from my cell phone when my phone would get you know, my storage was full, and then I started just uploading it to YouTube. At the time, we're always doing it, whether it be a house that we live in that's haunted, or we have, like, for example, a graveyard down the street, and we go down the street and, you know, like with a spirit box, or, you know, just with our cell phone and quiet. And now it's like an everyday thing where, you know, you're filming for YouTube, got this reputation to hold up. So where else can we go? And then it continues. But it all started with childhood experiences.
And Drew, did you know that Leslie was into all the supernatural stuff when you first met her?
Well, this is how we met. So,
cool.
Was through Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter. It was social media is how we met.
Yeah. So I have a channel. It's my channel.
We have three channels actually.
Yeah. Oh, so, wow. I have my channel is All Things Paranormal Official, and his is 303 Paranormal TV. We were on Twitter one day because, you know, y'all meet through your genres, and I was like, I'm gonna collab with everybody but him. And I had
she hated me in the very beginning, you guys, but wait, we're married now, so wait till you're gonna love this. You're gonna like this podcast. Is gonna be good. It might be a little long, but it's gonna be good. This is crazy.
I got everybody to block him and like, oh, you
this
know,
is true now. She hated my guts.
Yeah, he just keeps inboxing me and they're like, what is he inboxing you?
Not like that though.
He's like, hey, how's it going? Or I'm thinking about giving up with YouTube. And I'm like, I'm telling everybody, well, he should just give up. But I'm giving him like positive advice because I'm
on the
like,
other end.
Yeah. So one day, everybody that was all in our group turned on me and he was still there. And I was like, I had this collab set up. It was a major collab during the pandemic. And I asked him, I'm like, do you want to go? And he's like, yeah, I'm down. And we met up and it was the rest is history.
Yeah, we met in Indiana at the haunted Whispers Estates, is the fourth most haunted place in America. We got some poltergeist activity in there, caught a child's shadow figure in there, a lot of voices, stuff like that in there too. But I mean, so that, you know, we met up there, we did our collab, we had this whole 10-day like trip plan. I went to go meet her and then I was going to Memphis after that for another few days or whatnot. And I ended up leaving Indiana after filming there, you know, and I'm just like, you should come, you know, and she's just like, yeah, I don't know, you know, I'm going to try, you know, I'll think about it, whatnot. And then I'm like, all right, cool. So we get to Memphis and next thing you know, the next morning, I get a text. She's like, I'm coming. I'm on my way.
I call. Like, I'm or coming. She called, yeah. I got my rental car. I'm on my way. So I like, drove 7 hours to Memphis to go film their itinerary of haunted places.
But mind you, we were talking and stuff for a minute and not like never flirting or nothing, any of that. I was very professional all the whole time. So we go to Memphis. She comes along. You know, we're all staying in the same Airbnb. Everybody, you know, it's what you do when you go hunting. You try and save money, you know, because right. You're already paying for everything else. So anyway, we all stay in this Airbnb, six of us or whatever. And we just, you know, we just hit it off as just, you know, friend-wise, whatever, and just talking. And I had gone through some really bad experiences in the with my ex in the past and stuff, and just going through divorce and all that crap. And you know, she just kind of, I was on my way home to Denver and she was on her way back home to Louisiana. And she's just hit me up and was like, you know, you don't belong there. You belong somewhere else. And I'm kind of like, what are you talking about?
I asked them, do you believe in twin flames?
Yeah.
And I'm like, and before I could say anything else, he finished my sentence. He goes, I feel like I've known you in a past life. And I was thinking, oh my God, that's what my twin flame's supposed to say to me. And he had no idea that's what I was waiting on. So at that moment, I'm like, I didn't want to say too much and be like that creepy kind of girl. Cause you know, I was single for like 5.5 years and I didn't want him to think like, oh, she's coming on to me cause she's lonely or whatnot. So the next morning he texts me, he's like, hey, good morning. I don't know why, but I can't stop thinking about you. And
sorry,
I,
guys, it's still always the paranormal, promise.
Yeah. So
no, I love like, it. Okay. I'm here for it.
I'm like, well, you know, if you believe in past lives and in meditation, I saw a meditation that, you know, my first husband in my past life, he was taken from me by a bow and arrow through right above his heart. And he sent me a picture of just his chest. And he has like a mole right above
my heart.
Yeah, but where the arteries at. And they say,
you're gonna say he had an arrow coming through his
yes. And they say when you have a mole on your body that's how you died in a past life. So I was like, holy cow. So 3 weeks later, fast forward, he comes here, he visits with me, and you know, like everything I do is paranormal when I'm not working, not with my kids or at the gym. And he comes here, he's like, I want to, you know, visit you, get to know you, and not paranormal. Well, we went investigating anyway. And through the spirit box.
The first night we went to the cemetery. When I landed off the plane, we went to the gym, then we went to the cemetery.
And the spirits were giving us information about our past. Like, we had no idea, you know, like, oh my gosh, like, we weren't even asking questions. We were just standing there talking, getting everything together. And it was spitting out things, you know, like married, the past life, you two together. And it's full sentences like we've never heard of. Like, we had twin babies before, and you know, they were taken and they were murdered, and
they were drowned.
We were just so stunned, we didn't finish the investigation. We kept the video for private, you know, for him and I to go back and look. Like,
yeah, we didn't share the evidence, which we do have, and we've shared bits and pieces of
yeah
it,
but... and still to this day, even though we see things, we hear personal. Things, we're like, is this real? Is this
wild? It was real personal.
That is so wild.
It was crazy. So anyhow, I went back to Denver. I ended up coming back out here a few weeks later, and I've been here ever since. And we got married October last year, and we just had our 1 year anniversary. And everything we do, like, it's just, we're like the perfect match, which is kind of leading to everything. Like, we love the paranormal. We love filming. Like, we're always doing something. Like, we're always filming TikToks. We're always like just goofing off with each other, always pranking each other, always just living life and having fun and investigating together and not giving a care what everybody else thinks, you know, and just enjoying life. And it's like, feels good, you know what I mean, to do that with someone I love, you know. And absolutely. And we love the paranormal, so it works out. To get to why I got into it's totally different.
I mean, it's a great segue. Also, Liz, this feels like I'm on the In-Between podcast instead of Real Hauntings right now.
No, I love it. I was like cheesing the whole time. I can feel y'all's energy. Like, I can sense it. I see it. Even just the way, I know we're on video, but I mean, I don't know if you did, but I could just, that was really cool to hear that story. And also congrats on your 1 year. Congratulations. Thank you. So if it's not twin flames, I have no idea what the heck it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
God.
I mean, it's crazy because like we were told we'd been together 6 times before, you know, and aww. I'm Native American. So,
so you always found yourself back to each other. Oh, that's amazing. I love that.
Yeah. And I'm Native American, and I'm always like, and when we went and seen shamans and psychics and stuff, and they told us a bunch of stuff that just everything matches. It's so weird. We finish each other's thoughts, sentences. I mean, like, it's crazy. We could just, it's weird. I don't know. It's awesome. We work together, film together. We do everything. It's crazy.
Well, yeah. So, Drew, what brought you into this paranormal space?
Well, first of all, I always used to watch Ghost Adventures, and Ghost was at Taps. It was the first, and Scariest Places on Earth. I'm a little older than y'all. I was watching all those shows or whatever, you know, and I'm like, oh, you know, I don't know. I was really into it, you know, and I've had several experiences growing up, you know, with shadow figures and things falling, moving, stuff. Always been afraid, but never been actually proven to me, like, to myself, you know what I'm saying? Then my grandfather had got cancer and passed away. And, you know, I started like, I didn't start questioning my faith, but I was just like, am I going to see him again? Really? Is there really another side? So a few years back after he passed, you know, like, it broke my heart. He was my best friend, my everything, you know, and I was like, I'm not going to see him again. You know, am I going to see him again? You know, so I had a Samsung Galaxy something when they first came out. It was like 3 years ago. And I went to Cheeseman Park, which is where the Poltergeist movie is based out of. It's on the Scariest Places on Earth on the Travel Channel, actually. The bodies were in Poltergeist, where the bodies were coming up from the ground, the caskets and stuff. All that stuff happened.
Oh.
They're at Cheeseman Park right now. There's still 5,000 bodies in the ground, and there's a mass grave around the outside where they used to throw all the Native Americans and minorities in there. The Native Americans sold that land to the Colorado government back in the late 1800s for like $200. So this is leading up to all this, like the Poltergeist movie, all that. So they paid this guy, the government, when they bought it from him, they paid this guy, the groundskeeper, I think it was 25 cents a body to exhume all the bodies because they're turning it into a park, right? It's a city now, you know, so... He was just taking the bodies and breaking them up and throwing them all in just boxes and throwing them, getting rid of them all he could. Just throwing, right? So just desecrating all this stuff. all these people, all these graves, right? So it just really stirred things up. And then, you know, it had flooded and stuff. The bodies were coming up because the graves are so shallow over there. When you're walking in Cheeseman Park, you're going like this. You can feel yourself walk over mounds sometimes. Wow. But we're sitting there. I got my cell phone out, and I'm like sitting there, and I'm like, is there any spirits here that wish to communicate with me? And then I hear rustling in the leaves, like, shh. And I was like, turn around. I'm like, what the heck was that? You know, and I'm like, who's behind me? And then I have the spirit box on, and then I think it said it's me or, and it was a female. And so she was just intelligently answering me, right? So then I'm like, whoa, this is crazy. And then I hear run by again. And there's nobody out there. You know, it was just me and my friend filming. So then I'm like, you know, let's go try to do the flashlight thing. So we go set up the flashlight, and then boom, 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 answering questions left and right on the flashlight, off and on, off and on. I have it. It's all on my channel. Those are my very first videos I ever did. I have 150 something videos, and those are my first ones off the cell phone on Cheeseman Park. But so after that, I just I caught an apparition walking by too in the park. And so then after that, I was like, okay, I'm convinced, right? You know, I started getting answers to my questions intelligently. They were saying my name. I was speaking to other spirits, I think, that were like maybe family or something like that, answering questions. Cheeseman Park is a very active place. Like, there's a lot of stuff that goes on over there. So anyway, I just really was trying to find out if there was really something on the other side. And believe me when I tell you, I found it. I mean, there's we've caught a demon on film. Which we had an exorcism with Bishop James Long from Ghost Adventures and Portals to Hell. He came out and helped me do that in Colorado. And they put that on the Travel Channel on the Osborne's one, I believe it's on there right now. So much poltergeist activity. I mean, stuff being thrown the size of bowling balls at us. I mean, all on film, like craziest stuff you've ever think of and seen. We've seen a lot of stuff together too.
Now, were you guys together when the exorcism took place?
Nope. We were just friends. We were talking and I was like, I'm about to go on an investigation, and she was at work, and she's like, all right, good luck. And
yeah, I'm like, I wish I could go to Colorado for that. But yeah, and it was a last minute thing.
Yeah, and I would have really wanted her to come, but you know, just to film and hang out and whatever. We were still just friends at the time, you know, but it was crazy. You know, we got blessed by the bishop and, you know, all the anointed oils and all that stuff. And, you know, he gave me a book for the minor rite to exorcism if I ever need it. And I don't know. That was a pretty crazy night. Caught a shadow figure at Bobby Mackey's in the bar.
So at that exorcism, was it like a specific person that was being exorcised?
The exorcism? House, first of all, I was at the auto parts store. In Green Mountain, Colorado, basically Lakewood, Green Mountain, same thing, which is in the foothills, a lot of Native American land out there. And I'm at the auto parts store, and me and my other investigator at the time, who I used to investigate with, were in the auto parts store getting something because we were about to drive to do an investigation. Somebody heard us talking about what we were about to do, and they were like, you guys talking about ghost hunting? And like, yeah, what's up? And they're like, well, we could use some help. And I was like, what do you mean? And I could just feel the sadness and sorrow, the energy. There was no life in their eyes at all whatsoever. Mm. They were completely like just blank. It was kind of scary. But anyway, we start talking. I tell them what we do. And they're like, wow, when can you come do an investigation? They tell me that they're seeing, she's seeing visions. Like real life, like we're all sitting here talking, but she's seeing him with another woman in the car outside.
He was at work.
But he was at work, like, and everybody vouched for him. He would send her texts, pictures while from the job, but she's being mind tricked and seeing him in the car outside with somebody. She's always having all these visions. And I'm like, you know, and I notice her little tattoos, and, you know, I'm kind of looking through the house because I do go over there or whatever to go meet him. And so I see she's into something. Dark.
She had an altar set up.
Yeah, she was into something.
She's definitely dark. Into the occult.
And I was like, holy crap. So I'm like, oh, great. And I'm like, what are we getting into? So they start telling us all this. And then they're telling me they're hearing knocks and bangs. And the alarms keep going off to the motion sensors everywhere, to the doors, which I captured all this on film too. And the motion sensor lights are going off and on up and down the stairs like somebody's walking up and down them, which happened on film too while I was there. But anyways, they just had this hate for each other. They want to kill each other and about to get divorced. Like, they're either going to kill each other or they were going to get divorced. That's why they asked for help.
This episode of the Real Hauntings, Real Ghost Stories podcast is brought to you by Wild Grain. Hey, y'all, it's Noah Daniels, and oh boy, I just got my box of Wild Grain bread and pasta. My whole family has been so excited to dive in. We started with a sourdough, and it was amazing. If you're looking to make Mother's Day brunch planning easier or just looking for a great gift for your mom, you've got to check out Wild Grain. Order before May 6th to get your box in time for Mother's Day. Wild Grain is the first ever bake from frozen subscription box for sourdough breads, fresh pastas, and artisanal pastries. Every item bakes frozen in 25 minutes or less, no thawing required. The next thing up for us to try is the biscuits with our breakfast. And you can now fully customize your Wild Grain box, so you can choose any combination of breads, pastas, and pastries. You can even build a box of only breads, only pastas, or only pastries if you'd like. Plus, for a limited time, you can get $30 off the first box, plus free croissants in every box. When you go to wildgrain.com/hauntings to start your subscription. You heard me. Free croissants in every box and $30 off your first box when you go to wildgrain.com/hauntings. That's wildgrain.com/hauntings, or you can use promo code hauntings at checkout.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
And they were serious. Like, somebody's going to end up dead here, or something's going to happen bad. And
the all mom that from just going into the auto parts store. That's wild.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And their mom lives there with them too. The girl's mom. So she's like, yeah, they're going to kill each other. I'm telling you, something's in this house. And so I just, you know, I'm like, okay, well, let's start the investigation. So this is before Bishop even got involved. I did an investigation before I even got him back. I'm upstairs. I turn to the hallway and I'm like, can you show yourself to my camera? Because I felt it. I could feel it. I felt the presence. And then a big orb came and went down the hall. And then I didn't see it at the time, but something went, like a black thing came out the wall, side of the wall. Ooh. And then so during editing, I'm like, whoa, what was that? And I'm like, so I pause it, I zoom in, and I slow it down, and it's a literal face. It's all gray with black, really black circles with really bright in the middle. And then, like, the hair looked like it was made of, like, twigs or thorns, but it's all jet black. And you can see it. If you go to my channel, you can pull it up. Yeah, it was Demon Caught on Camera is the name of the video. So, and then I do blow it up, and I zoom in on it and slow it down. And you see it just comes right out on command. When I ask it, it flows out and just boom. But it was so fast, I didn't even see it. Like, oh, I mean, there's no way anybody would see it. Somehow or another, the bishop had seen it. And we FaceTimed. We zoomed with the bishop and the couple. And I had the Zoom meeting, you know, with him because he lives in Kentucky. We were in Denver. But even through the camera, he's like, he could tell that she was into the occult. I don't know. The bishop's pretty something special. He knew. Yeah. So we did the live with the bishop. It was crazy. We flew the bishop out there, and then he came and blessed us, had a meeting with us at the hotel, and, you know, did everything to protect us or whatnot. We went and did the exorcism at the house, started in the daytime, and he's actually banishing them away outside, throwing the holy water. And you can see the some shadow figure fly behind him through the this is out in the open in the outside in the grass.
It comes out like a snake shaped shadow, mm-hmm. but it's floating in the air.
And the demon shows itself more than once in my video too.
Really?
And it shows itself outside as well. And it's setting off the alarms while we're there. Everything they told me, it did while we were there. But so yeah, we went through it all, and it was crazy because the bishop, you can hear him on there too. He's like, you hear growls? I hear you start hearing growls. Like, it was real. It was crazy. It wasn't like the Exorcist movie where you're like crazy, but it was crazy though, man. It was scary.
And how do you keep your curiosity during those moments and not just get totally terrified?
Oh, good question.
For me, just my faith, I guess.
That's it, yeah.
And I don't get scared anymore. In the beginning, it was pretty scary getting stuff thrown at you and, you know, stuff like that. But, you know, just like any other job, I guess, it's you get used to it. And, you know, we don't do it just for, you know, to post videos. We help people a lot. We do cleansings. We just had a case call us for a possession in Mandeville, which is a really upscale neighborhood in New Orleans area. We just caught a shadow figure at a residence. They were having problems down the street. It was one of my last videos I just put up. You know, like, we do go help people. We do also haunted urbex stuff, you know, like, we'll go do abandoned buildings, stuff like that, see if they're haunted. And if not, then it just makes for a good explore, you know, so.
Before we move on, I am curious. So when they performed, or when he performed that exorcism, did that resolve the issue for that couple?
No, they still are having issues. I can't even get a hold of them any longer. And I do think they ended up separating.
Because she wouldn't leave whatever she was doing alone. She had no idea what she was doing with magic or witchcraft, the occult.
So y'all think that she was inviting that in, whatever it was.
Yeah.
And then when it became real, things got real.
Right.
So possession is like a two-way street. You know, the demon's gonna find a vessel.
Like she was saying that possession and like oppression, you know, you start to feel that oppression, you know, before possession. And like, we were filming with Colin from the Paranormal Files and at the haunted hospital here in New Orleans, and he started getting oppression, and we had to end the video, cut it. Like, it was the end of the video turned crazy, didn't it? Stuff was moving, and like, the REM pod was going crazy. Colin was getting sick.
So he's diabetic, and he has to have like a tube inside his stomach. And the tube,
it's like a pump or something.
Yeah, and it came out as we were hearing. So he did the Estes method. He put the headphones on while you're blindfold, and we did it in night vision, so no one could see anything. We had our camera set up on the old counterpart, and something was messing with the cameras, and all three of our cameras picked it up. We had both of our regular cameras. We had the cell phones going. So every piece of equipment caught the same thing. And something came and hit the counter right after he said, so he blurted out, "Table," and you hear boom, and all the equipment started shaking. We were hearing footsteps, and he can't hear anything because his ears were covered. And we're hearing footsteps as like, and I'm seeing it in my mind's eye. I'm like, there's a man here, and I feel like he's laughing. And Colin's like, ha 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 ha, like real demonic. Like, he starts laughing demonically.
It was a crazy video.
Yeah, and he's just shouting, "Get out, leave!" And I would say out loud, "No, we're not leaving. I'm not afraid of you." Because for me, I have to be dominant over that spirit. You're not going to scare me. I'm going to scare you because I know how to get rid of you. You can't get rid of me. You know, if you want to put it in like religious purpose, you know, I think God chose humans over the spirit world when he created us. We were his favorite thing, right? So I go in there with the mindset of, not I'm better than the spirit, but I'm stronger than the spirit. So when it's like, "Get out, leave," I'm like, yeah, I took it as a threat. And I'm like, "No, we're not leaving." And Colin starts his demonic laugh. "Ha ha ha ha, you just messed up." I said, "Oh yeah? How?" the room just completely went different colors. Like, I'm not feeling good. And his tube just, when we turned the light on, his tube was coming out of him. Like someone was pulling it out. And he was just so drained and so sick. I was like, that was the scariest video I've done. Like, not scary because I'm not afraid, but that was the most intense investigation I've seen. And it's like, it's kind of addicting. Like, something invisible can have a hold of you and that situation, and you can't see it. It's like, I want to go back. I want to do it again. I want to see what else it can do. And when we left, though, we had to make sure.
Yeah,
you
it's
know,
crazy,
we,
but yeah, that is
yeah, we cleanse ourselves.
I mean, yesterday we chased the tornado, for Christ's sake.
Yeah. So anyway.
And so you guys are in New Orleans, is that right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Have you done any investigating or interviews with people that are practitioners of voodoo while you've been down there?
We haven't yet. So it's a little complicated. We want to, we're both open to the paranormal. Now, when I name myself all things paranormal, that is ghosts, demons, witchcraft, not aliens, not cryptids, but anything supernatural. Drew comes from a religious, like Catholic, Baptist, more Catholic background. So for me, I like all things. So I was born in, you know, baptized as, grew up Baptist. But later I took a turn to my deeper roots in my family with witchcraft and Buddhism. And I'm like, if you believe in one, you believe in all things. So for me, it'd be easy. I'm going in there in my world. And for him, it's like, well, he's got his mom, his family that watches the channel. So we have to ease into it, I guess. But we definitely have that on our bucket list.
My mom, sometimes she gets really pissed at me for the things that we do, because I do put myself in some stupid situations a lot. I mean, you know, and I don't do it when she's with me, but, you know, I do. I have done a lot of stupid stuff. You know, like, she sees me towering, climbing over like 6-7 stories in the air on a little 2-inch beam and stuff. And she's just like, I'm going to kill you. You better. What are you doing? You know, like. Yeah, I don't know. My mom, you know, she loves that, you know, what we do, but she's very, they're pretty religious and stuff. They don't want to see, I don't know.
Yeah. So meanwhile, I'm over here like, let's sacrifice something, but not a child or anything. So
down,
we can
killer.
See if Satan's real.
Hey, make sure that y'all check on me in a little while, please. Make
no,
sure
like,
check
I just follow up next week. Camera and I just want to see if this is real. Let's go to the next step. Like, make some fire, you know, do like a fire pit and you know, running around it in the robe. And he's like, wait a minute.
We just do a lot of silly stuff too. Like, you'll see. Like, yeah.
Well, I'm curious because obviously New Orleans is like a big tourist destination. I grew up in Mississippi, not far from New Orleans myself. Right. And where would you recommend for people that are traveling to New Orleans that want to get a taste of these supernatural stuff that goes on there? It's like, is there a specific location that you would recommend people check out?
The Myrtles has always been the number one. That's in St. Francisville. He's chasing the cat. He's in the tree.
Oh my gosh. I can't get him now.
The cat's in the Christmas tree.
Sorry.
His giant big black cat in our white
it's
Christmas
a dog.
Tree.
It's not a cat.
Like, he's big enough to be a dog. So anyway, my advice to those that are traveling out of state to here, do your research as much as you can. If you know you're coming for any haunted attraction, don't waste your money doing the tours, because it's a tourist trap. All the stories are different. But if you go online and you stand, like, go online, read your story, because they're going to tell you the same thing, that you would pay. Well, I don't know. It was like $20 to $80 for the tours.
You could literally be your own tour guide.
You stand Easy. In front of the Lowry Mansion. It's one of our most haunted places. Royal Street. The Lowry Mansion is on Royal Street. You have St. Anne that has Marie Laveau's original house. Congo Square, where they used to do the slave trade, that is pretty haunted as well. Congo Square is right next to Marie Laveau's house. You have the Omni Royal Hotel, if you want to stay there. Research.
Oh my gosh.
He's dropping ornaments.
Get out of there. Sorry, guys. Tearing the tree up.
Royal Hotel is where the Zach and Addie story, if you ever heard of that, Zach jumped from the rooftop right after he killed, dismembered, well, chopped up Addie's body. They used to stay in a house now owned and occupied by Bloody Mary. So she has the Bloody Mary Haunted Museum, and you can go upstairs to the second floor where Zach and Addie used to live. And that's where he murdered her. I've been there twice already.
And I haven't even been there yet. I'm excited.
Yeah. So everything's like in the same block. It's in the same block.
Yeah. For tourists though, too, like, so doing what we do as YouTubers, like, tourists really can't do, you know what I mean? But as far as like, yeah, if you're a tourist, there's plenty of things you could come check out, like she said, and look up and see, you know, there's like, we're hosting an event next year with Daryl Marston from Ghost Hunters. We booked the whole haunted hotel. The name of the hotel is the Haunted Hotel. It's in the French Quarter. It's the home of New Orleans' first serial killer, the Axe Man. He was featured on American Horror Story. Mm-hmm. We became really close friends with the owners, and we have full access to that place anytime we want. We can go get a key and just go in and ghost hunt, stay the night, whatever we want to do. Daryl Marston from Ghost Hunters, A&E Ghost Hunters, we just started talking one day, and then, you know, I was like, you should come out here. You know, there's a lot of cool stuff here. I was like, I can, you know, probably book an event and set up an event, you know? And he's like, really? You know, I'm like, yeah, I got a really cool place. You know, I was like, the Haunted Hotel is the home of New Orleans' first serial killer. And my wife and I went and investigated there, and the TV turned off and on by itself. My tripod was rocking back and forth all crazy. They got two bodies there buried on site still. And that man was killing people, and that's where he was living and staying at the time. And they have the axe he was using there on the property too.
No.
Oh, wow. That's
yeah, it's crazy. That place is super haunted. It's cool.
Because he's the one, wouldn't he travel by train? Or they think maybe he'd travel by train and like kill people in other areas too? Or am I thinking about a different axe?
No, he was just killing right around here in New Orleans in this area. He actually killed somebody a few blocks from our house.
On Amelia Street.
Yep. Jeez. I mean, seriously, like Google Maps, I can show you. It was like, it's literally three blocks from here that he killed somebody.
Well, I'm curious, and I think I've said I'm curious like 10 times, but this has all been very interesting. So it's just an honest reaction. Would you guys ever, like, if your fans reached out to you, would you ever give private tours to fans?
Oh, yeah. That'd be so much fun.
Yeah, we would film with anybody. Anybody that wants to meet up, we're always looking to collab and meet with new people because we like to see their experience. So we can go to the same place 10 times over and over and over, mm-hmm. and the experience be different
every time
we go. So we feel if we bring in a new person with their new energy, then you have different reactions.
Yeah, because you guys have such a wealth of not only experiences but information about that area. I think that's pretty clear from talking to you, and I don't know, I think that would be a real treat for someone, you know, to be able to experience some of that stuff with you.
You know, it's cool too because we go to the French Quarter, and like we've been recognized. I'm not only been here 2 years, and I've been recognized from people like off the street, like that are watching our show and stuff from other states, you know, that are just here visiting Florida, Texas, you know, like it was crazy. Like, that's, you know, cool. And I take pictures with the fans, like, and I post them on my Instagram, and, you know, we're out there, you know, grinding in the French Quarter, holding up signs, subscribe to our channel, like supporting, you know, like, you know, it's cool. So we do welcome guests all the time.
That's awesome. Well, and if fans of our podcast who maybe haven't watched your stuff yet, where can they find all your great content you have?
All Things Paranormal Official on YouTube, and my husband here, 303 Paranormal TV on YouTube. We're also on Instagram, same names.
Yeah, we're on all social media. That's pretty much.
I'm not.
She's not on Twitter, but we're on everything else. So I'm on Twitter too, but. And then, you know, if you guys like to see our little vlogs behind the scenes stuff, it's the life of Drewsley. It's just pretty cool.
Awesome. Well, thank you both so much for coming on. That was a real easy episode to do because y'all had so much great content. I feel Agreed. Like I didn't have to pull anything out of you. It was just kind of let you guys run with it. I don't know if y'all have ever thought about doing a podcast, but that might be an easy form of media Y'all too.
Seriously, with all your stories and experiences.
Yeah, this was a real treat. Thank you both so much for coming on, putting up with my scratchy voice. And Liz, thank you so much for coming on as well.
Of course.
And Liz, where can our fans, hopefully by now they've listened to the In Between podcast, but where can they find all your great content?
Anywhere you listen to your podcast, I should be there. If not, shame on me. And you can find me on Instagram, in.betweenpod. So,
awesome. Go listen. With that, I'm Noah Daniels.
I'm Liz.
I'm Drew.
I'm Leslie.
Ooh.
Hello, friends. This is Mark Nell, executive producer of the Table Read podcast, where imagination meets performance. As we wrap up an incredible season one, we want to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude to each and every one of you who tuned in and supported us on this amazing journey. Season one was nothing short of extraordinary. We delved into captivating scripts that transported us to worlds beyond our imagination, thanks to the brilliant writers who delivered these works. But what really brought these stories to life were the talents of our amazing actors. But wait, the excitement doesn't end there. As we bid farewell to season one, we are thrilled to announce the launch of season two. Get ready for more gripping narratives, more unforgettable characters, and more mesmerizing performances that will keep you on the edge of your seat. We have some big surprises coming. The Force will definitely be with you. So stay tuned, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay excited. From all of us at the Table Read Podcast, thank you. And let's make season two even more memorable together.